Thank you for tuning in to the University of Minnesota Extension Center for Youth Development podcast series. My name is Carrie Robidoux. I'm an extension educator, and today's podcast is Build Your Network with Action Learning. I'd like to start with this podcast with a question for you, the listener. Do you have colleagues working alongside you to help you meet your goals, to discuss important issues in youth development, and to provide you support and feedback? Well, if you could strengthen this type of network in your career, you're listening to the right podcast. Amber Shanahan, Extension Educator, is back with me to share her insights on how action learning will encourage youth professionals to invest in and think of themselves. Welcome back, Amber.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.
Yeah, and I say welcome back because this is your third podcast with me.
Yes, ma'am.
We go way back to episode 2. How exciting is that?
I'm one of the originals.
You are. And in that one, we talked about cross-age teaching, the Youth Teaching Youth program. We also had a great conversation in another podcast about cohort learning and that front yard approach. Yep. We had a really fun conversation about, you know, getting out there and meeting with people and getting face to face and learning from each other. And through these podcasts and through the work that I know of yours, you've really developed an expertise in cohort learning. For those who have missed your other podcasts or aren't as familiar with your work, will you share with us how you've grown your expertise in this work?
Yeah, thanks, Carrie. I became immersed in cohort learning and action learning, which is what we're going to talk about today, when I participated in my own cohort experience through the University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs. And that was in 2015. I was a working professional with a tremendous amount of push and pull happening from every aspect of my life, both personally and professionally. And I was really pleasantly surprised and honestly, a little shocked about how the impact of other learners, what their experiences had on my ability to retain information and to think about my learning from varied perspectives. And so cohort learning for me was a really enriching and valuable experience. And so I brought that personal and professional experience of my own into youth development work a few years ago when we started the Youth Development Learn and Lead cohort, and we were exploring ways to combat some of the feelings of isolation and stress that some of our 4-H program coordinators were feeling. We learned that program coordinators were yearning for professional and staff development where they would be, where we would really yield colleague connections and bring about shared resources and perspectives and really build a network of professionals within our professional development opportunities.
Thank you. And as you were talking through that, you mentioned cohort learning and action learning. And I wonder if you could share with us how those are similar and different from each other and then lead us into this action learning conversation.
Well, so we define cohorts as a group of people who are learning together. I consider it to be participants who are assisting each other, define success with each other's efforts, and also develop each other's talents. And so you're not just entering a professional development experience to solely benefit on your own. You are working alongside colleagues and other participants to pull from their experiences and to apply what they've learned to your own issues and ideas. And action learning is a high impact way of applying some of your learned knowledge. And so it's an experiential approach that's focused more on what you don't know, and it provides a space for finding the necessary information that you need to reach your goals. And so what we've learned with our cohorts that we've provided for staff development at the Center for Youth Development is that pairing a cohort with action learning provides participants with a designated platform to respond more effectively to change and to ideas that they might want to implement, and it provides them the opportunity to develop creative, flexible, and usually successful strategies alongside their colleagues to work towards a goal that they've identified.
That's really interesting and sounds exciting as a youth worker to be able to have that group of people to not only learn together, but you're talking about moving things forward.
Right. So in the cohort, so we have, you know, just to back up to one of the other blogs or podcasts that we've done, is we have a, what we call the Youth Development Learn and Lead cohort. It's an 8-month learning experience for some of our newer staff. And again, as mentioned earlier, it brings professionals together to learn from each other and to also connect with different trainers and facilitators throughout our network of professionals and expertise to incorporate really pertinent and timely topics into both online and face-to-face opportunities in a cohort model. And so what we've done with this cohort over the past 3 to 4 years is provide this knowledge that we've identified as really important for youth development professionals. So it might be around culturally responsive youth work. It could be around engagement in the field of youth work. And then we ask our participants to identify an issue that they're uniquely positioned to support. And they, you know, while they're in the cohort, they apply their learned knowledge to this issue. And that's called an action learning project. And so we really consider that, you know, the action learning project or the ALP to be the cohort's nucleus, because it really connects that training and research and best practices to each individual's ALP and issue that they are working towards.
So Amber, in a recent blog post, you suggest that not only does this work well in that group that you have worked with, where it's worked very successfully, but that other youth workers could engage together in this type of action learning cohort-based experiences. How would one get started on this?
So yes, anybody has the ability to participate in action learning and to start an action learning project and to use that model of learning to really build their network of professional colleagues and to build some relationships with individuals who you feel could keep you accountable and push you towards your goal. And so the very first step that you want to do personally is to identify what the issue is that you want to work towards. So focusing your efforts on either an existing issue or idea that demands intentionality, or just really thinking about something that you've been wanting to do for a long time and haven't had the opportunity to really push forward. So there's the really important thing to think about with this is that there's no expectation to create additional work or to create something brand new and sparkly, but it's really to push you towards working on something that you've wanted to do for a long time or an issue that has been nagging you that you haven't had the opportunity to be really intentional about. And the second thing that you can do is find a tribe of people who can support you. And when I say tribe, I mean, who's going to be that community that you know will keep you accountable and can provide some really great resources and ideas towards the goals that you have in mind. So reach out to colleagues, both internal and external to your organization, people who have an understanding of the issues that you're working on and who can provide relevant insight and reflection that will really nurture your growth. And be prepared to reciprocate that same level of encouragement and inspiration, because it's not a one-way street with us. You really need to be able to rely on colleagues to support you while also giving that exact same support. And one of the most difficult parts about an action learning project is really carving out time to both receive and provide feedback and to be reflective in your process. So we focus on the process of insightful questioning and reflective listening. And we know that that's been a key success indicator for our action learning projects. And, you know, your small group might not always have all the answers that you're looking for, but they should be able to challenge you enough to help you think about ways to, you know, find new resources or to explore new opportunities. And finally, the wonderful part about working with a bunch of people and keeping each other accountable is that you have somebody who you can share your progress and accomplishments with. So many times, you know, we reach our goals and we check them off a list, and there's really no formal acknowledgement beyond our own personal gratification. So use the process of action learning and the team that you create with this project to share your work and make a big deal about how your programs or issues have transformed because of your leadership. So those are some, you know, 4 key things that we really look for and that are key components to ensuring action learning is successful for you.
So we're identifying our issue, finding that group of people that we can move forward with, making time for that feedback and reflection, and then sharing that progress. Give us an example of a topic or maybe topics that we could do this, you know, as a youth professional, what are some examples that you've seen people take these action learning projects forward with a group?
Well, a few examples of places where we've seen success with the action learning model is individuals who are interested in increased outreach efforts to new audiences. So they, you know, they have a desire to reach new audiences with their programs, and they're working with groups of other individuals who have either succeeded with that goal or are also working towards that, so they can bounce ideas off of each other, figure out new partners or promotion opportunities. And so that's been a really important way for people to utilize action learning in our organization, and it has made a really significant impact. But other things like modifying organizational policies and procedures, you know, you might have a policy in place that's just not working for your program or your organization. And if you have the capacity to make small tweaks to it, you can do that through the action learning project and get insight about what works and what doesn't from your tribe or group of people. We've seen people work on collaborative communication materials for families and partners, and the modification to and creation of programming that supports changing needs of a particular community. And we know that communities are changing. All of our programs have to ebb and flow to ensure that we are supporting the community members that we have within our program sites. And so working with, you know, a group of people through the action learning process really allows for some brainstorming about what works, what doesn't, and to consider some new ideas to move programming forward.
Those are some really exciting examples. And what I like about it, even though it might take us a little bit out of our comfort zone, you know, it sounds like they're topics at times that are new to us, or that you're talking about change, you're talking about action, you're talking about this desire to move things forward. What would you say to someone who would say, why? You know, why should I take this intentional step of that action project learning?